You're listening to the best of Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
There's something you need to know about faith that is not clear from your pulpits. You know that faith saves, and we all know about it, but it's very hard to have faith, isn't it? You have more doubt than faith. And then you try to believe, but that doesn't work either. But that's what's necessary in order to be well. And not the faith in a doctor or something, or faith in Roy Masters or something. Although faith is appropriate when somebody is believable. But how do you determine whether someone's believable if you don't have some criteria, something, some moral compass already existing with you that bears witness to the one you are to trust about such matters, especially such matters as your salvation? You can put your hands into in the hands of a dentist when you're fixing a tooth, and well, it may be a good dentist or a bad dentist, and generally dentists are pretty good at what they do, but it could also be a bad dentist, you see. And you don't suffer a whole lot of damage, you lose a tooth. But if you put faith in a wrong person, you can lose your soul, you see. And so many of you have made that mistake by putting your faith in this and putting your faith in that and trying going from one religion. And perhaps you in a sense put your faith in it, but then you withdrew it because you sensed there was something wrong. You gave it an old college try. You went along to get along. You know, you boogie-woogie down the aisle, and you made the altar call, etc., etc. But, and some get stuck there. They think they have what they haven't. And they belong to a church, they belong to a cult, they belong to a political organization. They believe fervently, and they have become the instrument of what they've placed their faith into. Not a very good way of good English, but it comes out all right. However, the only place to put your faith is, well, now here's the word, in yourself. Now that self is not you. You can't have faith in you because, well, you're not God, and you wouldn't know what to do with your life except to be more selfish, you see. So you have to have faith in something higher than you, but not outside you. Now, there's two places that what is higher than you exists within you, your conscience, and the living conscience, the good in other people. And the good in other people, now we talk, come to a Jesus who is the perfect good, therefore you can place your perfect faith in him if he was standing in front of you. But he isn't. You got a preacher representing him. That is the problem. That's the block. He was supposed to be the link of faith between the personal relationship between man and gods, and priests step in there. Rabbis and priests and clergy are in the way. I know I can give you too much too soon, and you know, it'll go over your head, or hurt your head so much, or become so overwhelming that you sort of follow me like a machine, like you try hard to remember what I said. I really don't want you to remember anything. I don't want you to learn what I say or from my books like you know with your Bible verses and chapter. I don't even want you to study and learn verses and chapter and goose step to them. There's no reason to learn the verses and chapters. What is more important that you read and understand what the verse and chapter says. To memorize it is to get in the way of the understanding of it. You see, because if you remember the admonition of the Old Testament, which says, the knowledge of good, if you imbibe, you can't eat knowledge, but you can imbibe it. The knowledge, the sucking up, I'm looking for a word that means to make more important than anything else. To make knowledge too important. The accumulation of knowledge will cause pride to swell up and sit on its throne with arrogance. Good or evil, So you can be a very religious, prideful person, like so many of your ministers are. Sometimes they look very humble and they're proud of it. And I'm not saying that all bad. I'm just saying that we're not getting the latest dope, you see. And I thought yesterday it would be appropriate to start, at least, to discuss the subject that no one knows how to touch.
Listening to the best of
classic. Merry Christmas, everyone. You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Tonight, Roy Masters is taking some personal time with the grandkids. He will be back later this week. So we have for you a very special hand-picked classic of Advice Line with Roy Masters. While you're listening, please visit FHU.com. That's FHU.com. There, about halfway down the main page, you'll see freshly posted comments from Roy Masters on the Sermon on the Mount. Very interesting, very insightful. I highly recommend you visit FHU.com and check out that post. Find Roy Masters on Facebook. Give him a like. Donate to FHU and help others while you're helping yourself. That's FHU.com. And now, here is a classic hour of Advice Line with Roy Masters. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
We might have life eternal if we believe on Him. I understand, and that is such a loaded quotation. Absolutely true. But do you understand it? Does the person who teaches you that, do they really, really understand that themselves? Or is it sufficient for you to just to believe it just simply by memorizing it and show that you believe by playing it back to your teacher? Or do you really, really understand the depth, the profundity of that? I'm afraid that very few Christians understand their own beautiful religion. And I see by the number of calls waiting, which there's only one, not on the subject, that I didn't do very good yesterday. And I wanted to proceed. But I wanted to proceed by virtue of questions. Did I hear you right, Roy Masters? Such a thing. What do you mean by this or that? And that's how I'd like to proceed. Then we would have a series of radio programs that begins with me pontificating for 45 minutes with a very good question towards the end of the program, the first hour, and questions and answers in the second hour. That was a very good program yesterday, I think. Very valuable. But now I would like to proceed, since the Passion has made a score, big hit. Where's the hungry and thirsty after righteousness who want to understand their religion better? I would like to encourage a religious conversation. I like to draw you out. I would like to know what you don't know. I'd like to draw you to draw me what I know. I'll find out what I don't know if you ask a question. The right questions bring you the right answers. Some of you ask really dumb questions that don't, when is the rapture coming? That's, who cares? What good does it do you? How are you going to get ready for it? What does it mean to get ready for it? Who's worthy of it? I'll give you your rapture. No, we need to have intelligent conversation, how to live right now, how to make that connection. Now, I'm just waiting for calls right now, so I'm going to read a little bit from the book, Kabbalah's Manuscript. I'm going to read a little selective passage so you see the profundity of this book. This book, this is a book printed by the Foundation. I was so impressed by it. Nobody wanted it. There's no other equivalent publication. The Kabbalah's Manuscript was discovered in the 60s, I believe, under President Eisenhower, and it was presented by John Foster Dulles to Congress, and there was quite a big shindy about it, and it was insured for millions of dollars. So the translators took the time to translate selective passages, because But that's all they had the money to do. It cost a lot of money just to select certain passages and research the meaning of certain key words, which you'll find in the back of this hardcover, hardbound book. Only about 100 pages. Okay? However, it's loaded. So you read these passages, the ones you read before, and they're not quite the same, because this manuscript is the 3rd century. It's probably the farthest back that they have. A little different, and it's clearer. And the words are special words which, well, in the English translation, you can't have one word for it. Sometimes that word that Jesus speaks means in Aramaic a whole sentence that which was understood by the hearer, by their listeners in those days, not today. And so the translators took the trouble to amplify those words, and you go back, because they're italicized, and you insert them in the sentence, and you have a different structure. Let me give an example. All right? In Matthew 12:25, Jesus uses the word nafsha, which means self, with the apparent belief it was understood by his listeners. There he states, "Every kingdom which you divide against its nafsha, self, will decay. Every house and city which shall be divided against nafsha will not last." You'll see the word nafsha. It has profound meanings. Just a little bit, to wit. With this use, nafsha shows as the basic control, the fundamental source of life for a city, a house, or a kingdom. Here a word appears related to a controlling source or cause, not to its effect. Actually, cause and effect are seen as the same in Aramaic. I'll tell you that later. The breadth and scope of the controlling cause, the life force of the city, the house or kingdom, designated by nafsha, seems to be total. For to run to counter to it is death for the city, a house, or kingdom. In Matthew 9:21, it is stated by the writer of the Gospel, with the apparent belief he would be understood, that a woman desiring to be healed of a 12-year flow of blood was saying in her nafsha, "Even if I only touch the fringe of his garment, I shall be healed." Immediately thereafter did exactly what she was saying in her nafsha, indicating the set or goal with her nafsha controlled her behavior. In other words, you see what that's self-explanatory. The intent produced to join with the spirit of the Christ produced a connection with his self. In other words, to love the good another in a person is to be in a roundabout way to receive it into yourself. But there has to be a real good, not a phony good. Now, from the Aramaic Gospel of John, which was first stated in the Greek, the concept of will is tied to nafsha, with these words attributed to Jesus. "I cannot, from my own selfhood, nafsha, undertake anything. But even while I'm hearing, I condemn, and my decision is just, because I do not seek my will to be served, but rather the will of him who sent me." That was John 5:30. Now, here we go. From the above uses, now I've skipped a little bit, this is the important part. From the above uses, it is abundantly clear that nafsha, at the time of Jesus, was generally understood as the control entity behind the physical, mental, and behaving self. Look how beautiful this is. With the unification of cause and effect implicit in Aramaic, and the unification of the control source for the mental and the physical implicit in these uses, nafsha, therefore, stands for all mental, physical conditions and the control source of mental and physical development. This span of meaning lays the basis for its translations into various English words called soul, self, itself, and life. Now, what he's saying very quickly, I think I'll read this a little bit more because I've got underlined a little bit more to read you. In other words, there's no difference between cause and effect. See? Now, he who finds his own nafsha, in Matthew 10:39, shall lose it. But he who loses his own nafsha for my sake shall find it. He who finds his own nafsha, self, shall lose it. But he who loses his own nafsha, self, for my way, shall find it. Unification, one to the other. In comprehending this passage, be kept in mind, Aramaic offers no distinction between the cause and its effect. The finding and losing may be construed as losing the effect of nasha and gaining the effect of nasha, losing the effect of the world around you, the selfish indulgence, and the effect of finding the nasha, a different source, controlling source. To lose the effect of one's nasha, therefore, appears to be the result, is itself not under the will of serving proper guidelines. However, it should be noted that nothing so far indicates positively that one's nasha or siddhi nasha is destroyed by any such failure. Instead, listen how it says, it would appear that its effect would be lost, causing difficulties of a physical mental nature, if there be no proper conformity of will to the controlling entity. But the entity itself would appear to continue to exist, like we continue to appear to exist separated from our true selves, even though disconnected from the control and contact with the self, true self. Now you see. Now, this is the explanation. In other words, even though you can be separated from God, you're like a flower that's cut from the roots. It will sort of look okay for a while, and then, lost from its roots, it will wither and die. A city the same way. In the beginning, when the minute is cut from its root, it will seem okay for a while, and slowly but surely start to decay. Civilizations. So the cause and effect are the same.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883. Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now. And now enjoy classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
When you restore the self to the true self, meaning saved from the fallen nature, the other controlling entity that lurks into this world. When you are saved from it, disconnected, and reconnected to the higher controlling self, the original God, then everything, your illnesses and diseases and suffering, disappear, and you will flourish, as will the city. See, that's what's in this book, that you don't understand what self is. Of myself I can do nothing. Doesn't mean that much to you when you read it, because you don't understand what the implication of self in its psychological and spiritual implications. That's why I recommend my book, The Kabbalist Manuscript. And there's still no calls on yesterday's program. I'm embarrassed. I must have done a lousy job or too good, because you're cringing in fear. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you... I got one caller. I suggest that you are so conditioned to believing in your particular cult, particular kind of sect of Christianity or Judaism, or you're so conditioned to think that you have what you haven't, so dependent on it, marching to it and being fulfilled by it. Actually, you're being fulfilled by it, that you can't have ears for what I'm saying. I'm only trying to make it richer. I'm not trying to take anything from you. I'm trying to make your scriptures richer, so you really understand them and you can let the words go. How do you think I can stay here every day, Monday through Friday, without studying, and sit here and talk to a wall, because that's what it feels like? I'm in a little room surrounded by electronic equipment. That's all. I'm all by myself. And you're out there. Could you sit in front of a microphone and nobody around and talk? You couldn't do it. Besides, you wouldn't know what to say, and besides, you wouldn't have anything to say except what you learned. You just spew, regurgitate what you learned like a cow chewing the cud. That's because there's a fount inside a person, and when they don't take thought of what they're going to say before they say it, then comes freedom, an endless flow. You don't have to be taught to be a human being. That's the whole idea of salvation. You're being saved from having to be taught to march goose-step towards a particular sect of thinking. 2,000 different concepts of Christianity in this world. 20,000 at least. How can you interpret Jesus 20,000 different ways? He meant what he meant, but you don't get it. You have others interpreting, and these interpretations become your religion, and then Christianity is divided against itself. The whole world is divided against itself in different camps. You only think differently because you've bought different ideas, and many of them are true. You just repeat them like goose step to them like robots, as if you understood. You learn it, therefore you understand it. Bullcucky. It's not true. Because you're still drinking, you're still smoking, you still do all the other stupid things, and you can't control your thoughts. You're not possessed by a higher controlling entity, but by a lower one. You have the wrong kind of self. You have the wrong kind of selfhood. The self in the hood. All right. Look, do me a favor. Get a copy of Kabbalah's manuscript. I put the price down so you can... Look, $16, $20 with it, including the mailing. And I have to give royalty to the translators. So, but I thought well of it 10 years ago to print 20,000 copies, and it'd been sitting in my warehouse. I didn't know how you'd receive it, but I think since The Passion of the Christ came out, it will find its use. You may want the commentary by yours truly that I also did 10 years ago. 9 hours of commentary on the Kabbalists. That's a little more expensive, but look, support my program with your donations. Because this kind of programming isn't exactly popular. Don't you see I'm pushing against the grain of your indoctrinated beliefs? Well, because you may not think you're indoctrinated, but you can't be any other way. Don't you see that? If you go to church, you're indoctrinated. So, are you Catholic? Are you... what are you? Are you Jewish? Are you Muslim? Are you Presbyterian? You have different... why do you divide yourself? Why do Christians, even Jews, divide themselves into different Orthodox and, you know, conservative and liberal? Why is it all... why isn't it all the same? What is... it's because it's the kind of beliefs... it's almost political. It's almost about what you want to believe about these things. You can interpret the scriptures any way you want. And it can support, justify any way of life, especially the wrong way of life. And you can walk around with a book under your arm, with a long beard, and look holy. This is all absurd. All right? When are you going to wake up so we can burn one nation under God? Look, we got this division between races and colors and creeds and religions and boogie-woogieing down the aisle and God knows what. All kinds of different weird ways of believing in Jesus. There's only one way. You see him for what he is, and your heart is overjoyed like the thief on the cross. He only had a few minutes to live. One thief says, he mocks him. This is a way of life. He rejects the good in him just like he rejected the good in his own self to be a thief all of his life. He wasn't going to change. The other one says, but this man done nothing wrong. He could see. All he knew was a man that was did nothing wrong. He's being punished. We deserve what we got. Bingo. He saw the good in him. That was all. What do you see in me? Bad? Drop dead. You see something in me bad? Drop dead. That's what I think. Die on... see, because I'm giving you an opportunity. I have a gift, and it's a gift. Nothing clever about me. It's a gift. You got gifts? We've all got gifts. This is mine. Some are good artists. I know what I'm talking about. And you either believe it or you don't. Doubt me and suffer. Simple. It's not me. What is coming through me? Forget me. What's coming through me? And what's coming through you to meet me in the air, so to speak? Do you see the danger of this moment and the joy of it? So where before have you ever got someone to give you a choice between heaven and hell rather than one hell and another hell? So when you react to somebody's preaching or cruelty, for that matter, pressure preaching, they rob you of grace, don't they? So you either react and conform or react and rebel, and that's the only choice they give you, to swallow it hook, line, and sinker and goose step to it, or rebel and go, you know, go and get drunk or something. I'm giving you a choice between leaving your way of life. Now, if you resent me for this, you're in big trouble. So if you could at least spare the resentment, I don't think you can, because the nature of wickedness is to resent anything that's good, even if it's just remotely, even if it's just a little child, is to reject it. So just watch your reactions, please. Thank you. And I hope it's positive. And today's program might have been very helpful, because I've focused in on a simple principle, and I hope I get more calls on the subject.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
We're going to go to George in Philly. Hello, George.
Hello, Roy. Roy, I'm really glad you followed through with this topic. I actually rushed home to call you. In the second hour yesterday, you mentioned something about the second coming of Christ. And I think you may
He has to come in. His spirit has to come into us, otherwise we would not recognize him when he came, if he became physically. We'd crucify him all over again.
So that's simply the acceptance of him is simply the second coming of Christ, you're saying?
But he cannot come until a certain number of people have really, truly accepted him in their hearts and become transformed, because it takes one to know one.
So metaphysically, is he coming back?
I think so, yes.
Okay. All right.
Because he's not dead.
Oh, good, good, good. Another question.
It's not dead like we know it.
Yeah,
You need. There's a little metaphysical thing you need to understand. You know, I talked to my 3-year-old. I said, "Where did you come from? How did you get here?" And she starts to, my little 3-year-old starts to think. You know, and she can actually get it to start thinking and enter a little sweet little discussion. But the thing is, I'll ask you the same question, and because you're more mature, you woke up one morning. And suddenly, you are here. You don't know how you got here. You don't know how you formed. But something is formed. You got a body that's formed around a soul. You have a form in which a soul lives. The body is not the soul. You have to learn that. You have to learn that. It takes a while to discover that your body is not you. You've got to be careful you don't fuse yourself to it, and it becomes you, because then you die to the flesh. However, most of us learn that this something wrong with the way we exist, and we don't understand how the body formed around us. Well, this is the natural. Jesus came into the world as a natural birth person. He came as a person that just like us, but he had a different core in his being, a different source, a different seed, a different father seed, Mary being impregnated. Immaculately, you see, meaning that it didn't have a human source, because a human seed is tainted, born subject to the females, who subject to the wiles of the world. Men are subject to women, and women are subject to the politics, the wicked politics of the world. That's why they all go for the women. But the thing is, when you find eternal life and you're willing to die for what you know is right, you see, because it was worse things than dying if you don't stand up for what you know is right. This body is expendable to the end that your soul might develop a character in the use of the vehicle that you've been given. And so Jesus demonstrated that there was no death, that to preserve your life, this temporal life, is, well, death itself, because you'd have to give up your principles and kowtow to the controlling entity of this world. So he demonstrated he's willing to lay down this life so he could pick it up.
Right. Yes.
Just a reverse of Adam. Adam, you know, had a spiritual life, then he became mortal. We're born mortal, and we are a little more fortunate than Adam, in a sense, is that we still have our choice. We can go from mortal to immortal, where he went one way from immortal to mortal, see? And we've inherited his mortality, but we haven't used our choice up yet. Now, that's in religious parlance, that's called salvation. Follow that?
Yes, yes.
So therefore he laid down his life so people could see that he, if you identify with a man like that, who will put his body on a cross and suffer the stripes, because every person who is good will suffer the stripes, as the early Christians discovered, right?
Yes.
You see, so he suffered the stripes and rather died than say uncle. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So he dies and everybody loves where he's coming from. And they all die with him, because they all identify with his death. But also, if you identify with such a man, you also experience the resurrection. You experience his... He doesn't die. You identify with what doesn't die. That's why it's when you believe in him, there's no death. But you have to believe in him in a correct way, not just root verse and chapters. Not just merely by holy writ.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Do you understand that if the soul can form a body around it here, such a soul, now spiritualized, eternal, can appear and draw the elements around itself any place on the universe? Doesn't need space travel, does it?
No.
That's why it can appear here and appear there. Perfectly solid.
Yes.
But not made of the stuff we are made of, which is carefully put together in our mother's womb and grows, which is a miracle in itself. A phenomenal undertaking, but it still have all the organs and the breathing machines, except it would draw the elements from to itself from the environment itself. Draw the very elements almost instantly. That is the magic, because after all, the whole universe is nothing but magic. If you look very carefully, it's like pulling a big rabbit out of a hat. You marvel when a magician does it, but we don't marvel when you look the whole universe.
I do every day when the sun comes up. I'm one of those kind of people.
And then there are people who arrogantly think they're playing God.
Yeah.
And then when people elect their own God, because the God being real one being absent and out of style. But they get Hitlers and Mussolinis, and they get people like that. They draw upon the wrong controlling entity, the wrong supporting entity, don't you see, to their fat little egos. And we can lose our country that way, because the number of people who are demoralized and degenerate in this country is legion.
No, they say very few people make it in the end, don't they?
No, well, it's even worse. There are so many degenerate Americans. Oh, because politicians will tell you, oh, you're in America is a wonderful place as it was handed to us, but it's not so wonderful now, because we have fallen away from our founding fathers, from our founding principles, from the founding American founding fathers, and from the Judeo-Christian founding fathers, namely Jesus and Moses himself. Do you think Jews understand Moses? No. You think Christians understand Jesus? Some, not enough. Most people hide They drape religion around themselves and like a veneer of paint. Follow that?
Yes, I do.
And so, and of course, then the preachers are helping in that cause, and therefore, in that sense, they are weak and useless. And therefore, the counterculture in America is flourishing, and it's demoralizing and degrading our whole country, and we're being separated from the controlling entity, from our founding fathers, and our country is falling apart. And, you know, the wickedness that has destroyed civilization is now becoming very manifest. And it's up to, we must now choose, but somebody has to help you to choose rightly. All Christians must come together and Jews must come together as one family. And as Americans, every race and color and creed must abandon what they think they know and realize there's something very deep and profound, a controlling entity. They must join themselves to, not just in books and verses and chapter, but in the stillness of silence. And when we do that, we become invincible as a nation. Not divided. Every man, woman, and child, every race, color, and creed, we must find the same God. Therefore, we won't have different religions. We won't need religions, because we will found what religion is supposed to bring us to, but take us from. Follow that?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roy.
I hope I've been helpful. Does anybody understand me? Play this tape to your friend and just watch him freak out. All right, Catherine in New Jersey, hello.
Hi, Mr. Masters, thank you. That is so beautiful. And but my question is along that line, but and I deal with a lot of funerals, and I still have a question about, say, for instance, someone that would commit suicide, or, say, a baby that would die.
I wish I could answer those questions.
Yeah, we don't know.
There are some questions, there are very few questions on that subject I don't like to approach, because I really don't know the answer to it.
Okay.
And I know that there's a purpose for it.
Okay.
Because even Job, who lost 10 kids, didn't succumb to doubting God.
Okay.
So what did he do? God gave his, all his property back and all his kids back again, but were they the same kids? I don't know. I mean, this is a difficult question to answer. It's beyond me at this moment, but doesn't mean to say I think God's an unfair God.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude, you're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store in Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say on the basis of 20 years' experience that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I think all the horrors of this world, we parents, we allow it all to happen.
Yes, right.
It's our wickedness that allows it to happen.
Right, right.
So in other words, we have free will, and free will means free. Wicked people are free to do absolute wreck havoc among us. And we are free to stand up for ourselves and not cringe. If we cringe, then that cringing is servitude and slavery, which misery passes on from generation to generation of slaughter and genocide and with no stopping it. And the few people that stand up get slaughtered down until there's no one left to stand up. Oh, but we just have herds of cattle and sheep all alike, like the Brave New World or, you know, 1984, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Versions of those.
Right.
But we're just herds of mindless sheep, all preserving our life, fearful of losing, standing up, because we might lose our security. Anything you say, sir, you know.
Right.
We can't be that way.
But you know, though, Mr. Masters, hearing you and just hearing what you have to say and clarifying, it's wonderful.
I'm glad. I'm glad I'm useful.
Oh, God, it's wonderful. I thank you every day.
God bless you, too.
Thank you, Roy.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm still looking for calls. You know, it's nice to... yesterday's program must have been heard by, you know, 100,000 people, but I don't get 100,000, a decent percentage of 100,000 calling to discuss it with me, unless you really understood it. My take on it is that you're all dead from the neck up, and you can't hear it. And of course, when you're dead from the neck up, you're focused on from the neck down, you see, or you're dead from the waist up and live from the waist down. The more dead from the neck up you are, the more sexual, the more focused you are on your perverse little pleasures. Excusing it all as natural, of course, and wonderful, and joy, and glorious. It's very, very hard for you to express to others what I taught you. And yet it's so simple. But once you grasp it, it's alive in you. And when it's alive in you, then you have to find the words, living words, to express it to other people. Then you're in trouble. They start to look at you as if you're strange. And your own family turns on you. And your friends that you thought were friends also. Something different about you that the self in them doesn't like. About the self, the new self in you, you know, reborn, be therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind from within. Not from books. Books lead you to the within. Books, people, bear witness, hopefully. But there are very few people that bear witness There are very few Jesus-like people who extemporaneously express a living word. Hopefully I do that. But that has consequences. It creates a legion of enemies and some friends. Friends that don't readily stand up for you. Find very few people will admit to listening to me. It's almost like I'm pornography. And sometimes I think I should send my books out in brown paper, plain brown paper wrapping. That's what's happened to America. And even Christians react to me that way, as if I'm some pariah when I'm their best friend. Jesus was the best friend of the Jews, and of course the first Christians were Jews, obviously, because his disciples were. He was. So he's the first converts were. He preached to his own people first. There were a lot of the bad ones that you see in the film. What you read, those are the bad ones. There's good Jews and bad Jews. There's bad Christians and good Christians. There's good white people and bad white people. There's good black and bad black. There's good Chinese, etc., etc. Come on. There are people who recognize the good in you and the people who despise it. You're going to have to live with it. Don't be afraid. Become a whole person and bear it. You need to come out of that self, that shelf, and use that body that God gave you to do His will on this earth and go to war with the bad people. And I don't mean to say fight. I mean, you just stand there and you got trouble. Just being, you invite trouble. That's the best kind of trouble. You get what you don't deserve. You know, you're going to die for two reasons, because you deserve it, because you don't. Which one are you going to choose? Because you deserve it? Well, good luck. Ladies and gentlemen, early in the program I was talking about the Kabbalist manuscript, which is a hardcover book which holds the 100 pages of the manuscript, which was held in high esteem in the 1960s. And presented by John Foster Dulles to then President Eisenhower. And the translators have translated selective passages with italicized words of great significance, which really the New Testament, it's the 3rd century manuscript, which is the earliest ones that I think they've found. And although there wasn't enough funding to get it all done, this contribution is quite significant because it's taken certain words in Aramaic and italicized them. And you go to the back of the book and you find there's not just one word, English word, that could replace it. Sometimes whole paragraphs and pages, like nafsha, which is self. There's so much meaning in that. It could be a psychology book, but the whole meaning itself is beautifully simple. So when you read the word self, you'll see instead the interpretation of the word self, and it's magical. You get a whole, then you begin to understand your scriptures, you see. So I do recommend it. Call the foundation office. I've got to get out of the habit of saying my office, because it is my office. It's the foundation's headquarters.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.